What I want to do is to give the young men a show. I believe London is simply teeming with first-chop unwritten plays. What I want to say to them is, here's the theatre, fire ahead.
You know, my dear, I'm going to decorate a room for the Jacob Nathans. Oh, I am so tempted to do a fried fish scheme with the backs of the chairs shaped like frying pans and lovely chipped potatoes embroidered all over the curtains.
The trouble with our young writing men is that they are all still too romantic. You can't put out to sea without being seasick and wanting a basin. Well, why won't they have the courage of those basins?
A dreadful poem about a girl who was violated by a beggar without a nose in a little wood.
Miss Fulton sank into the lowest, deepest chair, and Harry handed round the cigarettes. From the way he stood in front of her, shaking the silver box and saying abruptly,
"Egyptian, Turkish, Virginian, they're all mixed up."
Bertha realised that she not only bored him, he really disliked her. And she decided from the way Miss Fulton said, "No, thank you, I won't smoke," that she felt it too and was hurt. "Then you can come part of the way in my taxi."
"I shall be so thankful not to have to face another drive alone after my dreadful experience."
"You can get a taxi at the rank just at the end of the street. You won't have to walk more than a few yards."
"That's a comfort. I'll go and put on my coat." Miss Fulton moved towards the hall, and Bertha was following when Harry almost pushed past.
"Let me help you,"